आईरे प्रभा ले बाबा को साथ, उठो रे प्रिय आत्मन, जागो हे प्रिय आत्मन, फरिश्तों के संग संग बाबा है पधारे, फरिश्तों के संग संग बाबा है पधारे, प्रीतम से कर मिलन, जागो आत्मन, उठो आत्मन, आई रे प्रभा।
ओम शांति। अमृत वेला। ईच डे ड्यूरिंग द अर्ली मॉर्निंग आवर्स ऑफ नेक्टर बाबा गिव्स ब्लेसिंग। इफ एवरी डे यू कंटिन्यू टू टेक दीज ब्लेसिंग्स देन वीकनेस कैन नेवर कम। हाउएवर द सोल हैज टू बी वर्दी टू क्लेम दीज ब्लेसिंग्स। It is simply by having love for Baba that the soul becomes worthy. Baba is telling each day at Amrit Vela, Baba gives you blessings. If every day you continue to take these blessings, then weakness will not come. But soul has to become worthy to claim, to receive, to get these blessings. And what is the way to become worthy? By having love for one, Baba. So Amrit Vela is the time to receive blessings from God. In the path of devotion, if they have to receive one blessing, what all things they do? What all things they do? For getting blessing from God. They have to undergo a period of penance, tapasya. Without penance, nobody gets the blessing. They have to undergo a very long period of spiritual practice, sadhana. They have to have a very disciplined life, away from the sensual pleasures, away from all the worldly involvements, away from all the worldly affairs. They stay in forest, minimalistic way of living, lead a life of self-deprivation, self-abnegation. Unless and until they deny the body, it is shown that nobody gets the blessing. So this life of self denial, self-abnegation, flesh mortification. They mortify the flesh, long periods of fasting, mantras, and many other things. When they do all these things, then only they get some blessing. Baba says, I give you blessing every day. And in today's Sakar, Murli Baba said, if you want to become victorious, the support is the main thing on which the victory depends, is your study, padai. I come from Paramdham and you say that your house is just 5 miles away. Wah! A series of lame excuses, pretexts. Whilst on the path of devotion, if you had to go to some pilgrimage, you wander from pillar to post. You suffer so much. But here, I give you everything, all the treasures. You should come running. But what do you say? Baba, our house is 10 miles away. We can't come. This is in the same city, Baba is saying. And you can't come. If you walk even 10 miles and you are in Baba's remembrance, you will not get fatigued. No exhaustion, no fatigue will come to you. So there shouldn't be any excuse. Baba said that even for Amrit Vela you should go to the center. In today's Murli you will not have any fear of theft. But yes, if you are wearing jewelries, ornaments, then somebody might steal. So, at Amrit Vela, he bestows all the blessings upon you. At Amrit Vela, he is filling your treasures, your apron, with invaluable treasures. So how much importance you should have for Amrit Vela. Throughout the day, it's quite difficult to get these treasures. But the morning period, when the mind is fresh, when the atmosphere is satapradhan, when the worldly souls are still in slumber, when the traffic is less, you can easily travel to Paramdham. But throughout the day, the traffic is jam. The traffic will not allow you. Traffic plus pollution. The atmosphere is highly polluted. Polluted with what? Polluted with vices. So it's difficult to go up. But in the morning, the pollution is less. The traffic is less. You can easily travel, jump, reach your home. And this is the time even the worldly souls, this is the time for bhakti, even in the world. This is the time even those who are not devotees, they will do some creative work like walking, jogging, exercise, reading something inspiring. So in the world also, the spirit is not for vices. It's quite a rare event that somebody gets up in the morning and starts shouting. Shouting starts after some time. So there is a natural tendency for soul consciousness in the morning. Even those people who are not aware of soul, even they are self-centered, soul-conscious in some way or other, situated in the 7 virtues of the soul. So Baba says, get up in the morning, sit in front of Baba and take blessings from him. But who can take the blessing? Those who are worthy. And how to become worthy? By having love for God, love for Baba. This is a very subtle subject to understand the divine love. It doesn't seem to be as simple. We understand divine love as we progress in this journey of Brahmin life. When we came to Baba, that time also we used to love him. But the definition of love changes as we progress ahead. That time it was mere intense love that brought us to Him. But as we progress, we understand that something else is love. It's not simply to cry in His love, to sit and get lost in Him is love. But there are so many other aspects of love which we get to know gradually. So to love Baba means to love at least 12 things. Divine love includes many things. And you all know all of them. And Baba often talks about this divine love. Love for Baba means love for Murli. Love for Baba means to love Murli. Murli means Gyan. No excuses. There was one Gyanamrit magazine where there were 108 causes, reasons for not attending Murli, for not listening Murli. So, no excuses for reading, for listening. And Murli is not just listening, there are many things. Just as the word Murli itself is Murli, M is Manan, is Manthan, U is understanding it, R is reading it, L is listening it, I is imbibing it. So Murli word itself has got five things in it. So Murli means you churn it, you understand it, you read it, you listen to it. You read it out to others. You relate it to others. Two things, not just reading. You read for yourself, you relate to others. And to imbibe it. So to love Baba means to love His Murli, to love His Gyan, to love His knowledge, to love His divine knowledge. The divine light He is giving. And the more we love Murli, then only Baba will feel, or Baba will say that, yes, you love me. Simply to say that I love him, will not work. The other day I was giving example of Peter, the one who denied Jesus thrice. When Jesus Christ comes back after 3 days, Jesus asks Peter, Peter, do you love me? Jesus says, yes, Lord, I love you. Peter says, there is a pause, and Jesus Christ again asks, Peter, do you love me? But Peter looks at Jesus and says, yes, Lord, I love you. After some time, Jesus again asks, Peter, do you love me? Now the Peter starts crying, and he says, Lord, you know that I love you. But he, in his heart, he knows that he had denied him thrice. So loving God is not so simple. Why? Jesus is asking him thrice. Peter feels, yes, probably my love is less. That's why the Lord is asking me so many times. Otherwise, why would he? So to love Baba is to love His knowledge, His Murli, His Gyan. To love Baba is to love His Srimat, His Maryada, His codes of conduct which He has given. The rules, the regulations. Not just to understand the rules, to understand the regulations, to understand the divine dictates, the divine commandments. The inspiring orders, the ordinance. That is to love Baba. If you don't love Srimat, probably you are loving Manmat, Parmat, or various other. To love the Maryadas, the codes of conduct which Baba has given, the battery of rules and regulations. To love Baba is to love Rajyoga. which he has taught. The Raj Yoga, which is the ancient of all the yogas, which is the pristine yoga, which is the yoga that makes you the king of kings. Why it is called Raj Yoga? Tell me three reasons. Why this yoga is called Raj Yoga? At least three reasons. Okay, we become king of kings. So that is one of the reasons it is called Raj Yoga. What else? This is? It gives? Mystery of? Who am I? Okay. So why king? King is Raja. This is the supreme of all the other yogas. There are hundreds of yogas in the world. You go in India, every 100 kilometer you will find a new yoga. Kriya yoga, dynamic yoga, sahaj yoga. So many yogas are there. Various types of yogas people are practicing. So this is the supreme. This is the king of all the yogas. That's why it is Raj Yoga. What else? This makes you the king of your senses. This makes you king here only. That is why it is Raj Yoga. There are three reasons that's because of which this is Raja Yoga. This makes you Raja, king, self-sovereign, self-controller. You become ruler here. You will become ruler in the next world. That is also there. World sovereignty, self-sovereignty. That is why it is king. And next, because you become king of king, that is already said. There are so many yogas. This is the supreme. This is the master. This is the king. He is the headmaster of all the yogas. So to love Baba means to love yoga. To enter into the deeper stages of yoga. To experience the volcanic yoga, the bodiless stages, the deeper aspects of yoga. Yoga is not just for lecturing, it is to experience. So to love Baba is to love his yoga. To love Baba is to love Seva. In today's Murli, Baba said, you are very intelligent what? Gardeners. This is the world which is the world of thorns. This is the world which is the world of Ahilyas, where people are stone intellect. You are the one who will convert them into flowers. So, Seva, service, duty. This is your job, to turn thorns into flowers. To love Baba is to love his family, Brahmin family. Each one of the Brahmin is special. This is Alaukik family. This is a spiritual family, small family, beautiful family. Every soul is unique. Every soul is special. Every soul is elevated. Last Murli, last to last Sunday, where Baba said, where everyone is wearing Taj Tak Tilak, where everyone is a king, this is extremely unique, extremely detached, extremely loving family. So love his family. To love Baba is to love his yajna. To love this sacrificial fire means to love every resource of the yajna, not to waste light, electricity, petrol, diesel, food, anything. Anything which is of this yajna, do not waste anything. That is to love yajna. Yajna is incorporeal, formless. So to love Baba is to love his yajna. 7. To love Baba is to love the place from where he is coming and the kingdom which he is about to establish. Ghar and Rajdhani. Home and the kingdom. To love Baba is to love the kingdom. When Jesus was about to be crucified, he is asked, are you a king? He says, my kingdom is not of this world. My kingdom is not of this world. My kingdom is about to come. To love Baba is to love his home and to love kingdom. Then, to love Baba is to love. His centers and the instrumental teachers. If you have a problem with teachers, probably you are forgetting who has made them instrument. To love Baba is to love Madhuban. Is to love Madhuban. Many people have stopped coming to Madhuban. They say now we will watch Baba in our center of home only or on mobile. And they are forgetting the fragrance of Madhuban, the beauty which is in Madhuban. So to love Baba is to love his home, his Madhuban. This is the temporary address of Brahmins and the permanent address is Supreme Abode. The other day Murli Baba was saying, you are the living Thakurs, you are the living Lords, here God serves you. This is the head office, that is the office. Have you come to home or from home? This is the home away from home. This is the home away from house. That is house, this is home. So to love Baba means to love Madhuban. What else? What else? To love Baba means to love purity. Extreme love for purity. We should have the highest love for purity. Just as the sugar cane, when it passes through the machine, what happens? All the juice is gone. Purity is the stage where the sugar cane is filled with juices. And impurity is that stage where sugar cane is deprived. Only the dry thing remains. So love for purity. 11th, to love Baba means to love, who will tell this now? Bhojan, everybody loves it like that only. Don't talk about it. To love Baba means to love what? Srimad is already told. Desires. It is his desire to walk on Srimad. Aim. That is in Rajoga and Gyan. Gyan, everything comes. Self. To love self means to love Baba. Okay. To love Baba means to love all souls of the world. Why? Because they all are his children. They all are his children, that is why. Love each and every soul of this planet Earth. Because they all belong to him. Whether they are in Gyan, they are not in Gyan. Whether they are educated, not educated. Whether they are rich or poor. Where they are Madhuban, they are not in Madhuban. Anywhere. To love all souls. Now tell the 12th and the last most important point. Drama is coming in Gyan. Five elements. To serve the five elements every day. Because they have become Tamopradhan. They have become degraded. Their light has become dim. 2 days back in Murli there was a one word, Jhunjhar. Souls have become Jhunjhar. Means dim. To love Baba is to love all this. When you do all this, then only claim that you love Baba. Otherwise don't attempt to bare your chest and show Baba that I love you. Baba will say you have failed at first point only. I am 5 miles away. I come from Paramdham and you say you are 5 miles away. Wow. Is this your love? So every day during the early morning hours of nectar, Baba gives blessing. If every day you continue to take these blessings, then weakness will never come. However, the soul has to be worthy to claim these blessings. It is simply by having love for Baba. the soul becomes worthy. Om Shanti.